The International American Mental Health Organization, Toronto, and your local news affiliate regretfully interrupt this installment of OED Ranked to bring you an urgent and previously unscheduled presentation. What you are about to hear has been classified under the internal designation, quote, exactly 10 unbroken minutes of the man next door that makes the noises you will hear in the recording between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, unbroken, meaning without stopping for any longer than 20 to 45 seconds at a time, end quote. We acknowledge that this title, while accurate, is the unfortunate result of bureaucratic policy and committee decision-making, which tends to prioritize precision over brevity. We present this recording uninterrupted and in its entirety for your consideration, investigation, or sheer morbid curiosity. Thank you.
Welcome inward to your deep relaxation, total relaxation. The groin is relaxing, the hips, the buttocks are relaxing. Ah, yes, this is beautiful.
Sorry about that last part, ignore that. Thank you for your understanding, and we sincerely apologize for the disruption on behalf of the International American Mental Health Organization, Toronto, and your local news affiliate. We now return you to the regularly scheduled episode of OED Ranked, already in.
We interrupt this episode of OED Ranked with breaking news coming out of Italy. A decision has finally been made in the papal conclave. The new pope has been chosen. Tim Thompson of the Upper Peninsula part of Northern Michigan in the United States of America has been knighted, is it knighted? Has been bepopethed as the next in a notably long series of popes. Pope Timothy is already garnering attention worldwide. According to Vatican insiders, Tim is, quote, on a short list to be poisoned by some sort of arcane chemical. Don't quote that, end quote. We take you now to Jang Talisman live in Escanaba with achingly normal people.
Thanks, Paul. I'm standing here with residents from Tim's hometown. The reaction here has been overwhelmingly positive. June Larson, a lifelong neighbor of Tim's, had this to say.
Oh, Tim's gonna be a real nice pope. You bet. He once shoveled my driveway without me asking. The good Lord could not have chosen better. Is this live? The devil is real, the devil is real, the devil is real, the devil.
Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Jang. We will continue our coverage of Pope Timothy I's rise to popermacy throughout the rest of this morning. For now, we return you to the regularly scheduled episode of OED Ranked, already in progress.
No, no, shut up! Shut the fuck up!
You have no right to take people.
Shut up! Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
But that's what I have to say about the 900 number.
Yeah, that's gotta be...
I think that's easily my favorite moment from episode one. 900 number, we all remember, was our first C-tier entry, of course. Another in a long and storied line of historic moments. And you know, hearing that moment back like this on this... In this, as the French would say, nostalgic occasion, I think we should probably start doing more movie stuff.
Medley, I say this with all due respect.
Film Fans Anonymous is a horrible title. I know. But Emma, just think, we could watch Emma 2020 and you could
Please shut the fuck up.
Because it's your name.
Medley, just stay focused on the one thing. Keep your mind on the OED for everybody's sake.
Okay, yeah, of course. Of course. Okay. Yes, so with that wonderful moment from episode one, thoughtfully considered, we only have one top moment left in our look back at the top moments of OED ranked segmented portion of this enormous fifth open parenthetical, sixth close parenthetical celebration bonanza. And so all that's left, of course, is a top moment from episode zero. Wait, what about Film Freaks Anonymous? No. So episode zero, top moment. This was a tough one, but I think I've narrowed it down, and I'm going to pick the following moment. Let's play the clip from episode zero. How do I phrase this? I'm going to make a call. Okay? I'm going to make a call on this one. It's out. It is not being considered. It is obsolete. We do not need to know that. We do not need to remember. That's right, folks. Our historic first call. The very genesis of us making calls about things. I'm not gonna lie, I got a little choked up hearing that, you know? I'm not too proud to admit it. So much has changed since then. We've come so far. But that's it. We went through the top moments of every one of our wonderful episodes. Even the one that everybody thinks is objectively the worst one. I've read the emails. It's not important. It's not the one I thought, but it's not important. Okay? Which brings us to one of our last segments in this celebration.
We interrupt this episode of OED Ranked with a shocking development from Vatican City. Pope Timothy I, Roman numeral, former manager at a local Menards in Escanaba, Michigan, and first ever Midwestern Pope, has reportedly been poisoned. Details remain scarce, but sources close to the Vatican confirm that the pontiff fell ill shortly after consuming what witnesses describe as, quote, a goblet what looked like it had glowing green liquid in it, and with smoke coming out of the top of it like something out of Halloween times, end quote. In even more shocking news, the College of Cardinals has announced that there will be no further popes. In a statement released moments ago, the Catholic Church declared, quote, "F you," end quote. All of the popes then reportedly killed themselves with their standard issue pope guns. They were 69. We will continue to monitor this developing story and bring you updates as they become available. For now, we return you to OED Ranked, already in progress.
Pretty much say that about every single state in the union. You don't even have to use math, you know? Hold on. I just got a notification.
Don't you usually have that turned off?
No, something must have happened with the Pope. Oh, God.
What?
No. Folks, I don't know how else to say it.
Say what?
It brings me no joy to report to everybody on our first ever live episode that the Midwestern Pope is dead.
Oh God, what happened?
He was poisoned with glowing green liquid with smoke coming out of the top of it like something out of Halloween times. I don't know what to say. Actually, I have something prepared.
Really?
Yes. Oh, cruel and capricious world. Oh, uncaring, untoward world. What meaning hath death in such a world? The soil drinks our tears. The air carries our wails, but wherefore? There lie a pope. Not of Rome, but of plains and prairies, of Midwestern glory. Yet the devil lingers on, untouched. What justice is there in such a place as this? What fairness? What hope? Hopeless as we are, stumbling through this veil of tears, blind to reason and deaf to purpose, perhaps that is the cruelest jest of them all. That we endure not for heaven's mercy, but to play the devil's fools and the devil's foils. And when our time comes, will there be solace or merely silence? And then what is the difference but intention? Rest now, Midwestern Pope Timothy Thompson from Escanaba, Michigan, whoever you were. Yours is the peace we seek yet fear. The stillness that answers none of life's myriad questions and yet asks nothing more of us than to listen. And as for us here at OED Ranked, we shall remain, as always, clinging to words, to meanings, in a world that demands no such meaning and cares for it even less. I believe now we should all of us here at Bolero Bowling in Romeoville, Illinois, we should take a moment of silent reflection to consider the silence awaiting us all, but especially for the Midwestern Pope who was just poisoned to death.
interrupt this episode of OED Ranked to bring you game one of the 1934 World Series, already in progress.
The World Series is on the air. This is Fort Bond at Navin Field, Detroit, where the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers start their battle for the World Championship. He was down on first. Rogel came up. Rogel came up one on, nobody out. Now went up to 3-2 on him. Goslin trying to take a terrific lead off first. Dizzy Dean, 5.1, then turned his attention to the batter. On the next pitch, Rogel struck out and Goslin was off like a flash for second. And as you heard, Frisch was hurt. But there were two out, a strikeout and a man out of second trying to get down there on that third strike. Then Owen came to bat. Owen came up and the first was a call strike. The second, he tried to get out of the way. The ball hit his bat, fouled off, and it was strike two. Then Dizzy took it, wound up, rammed it over the plate, and he swung hard, collecting a lot of air on the end of his bat for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors. And here are the Cardinals up with Ducky Medwick at bat in the first half of the third inning, and Tom Manning to give it to you with Stoddard taking his place in the box. All right, Tom. That's right, Medwick, you know, is the boy who got the first hit in this Blue Ribbon event of 1934. His first time up, a beautiful face hit. And now he's coming up for the second time. Stoddard is in the box, you know, for the Tigers, the right-hand pitcher, Coughlin catching. Medwick up, and it's ball one. A base hit of the left field, his second hit of the afternoon. Dawson goes over fast, he sees the ball, puts it into Rogel at second base, and Joey Medwick drops it first. Two hits out of two trips to the plate. Nothing spooky about the base hits that we are having on either side this afternoon. They're ringing drives to the outfield. And now we have Collins coming up. Collins, you know, is the St. Louis Cardinal first base for the left-hand batter who has 35 home runs for the season. The pitch. It's a ball. The hook ball is high inside. It's the first half of the third inning, you know. St. Louis Cardinals 2, Detroit nothing.
On behalf of the Major League Baseball Association, we refuse to apologize for the interruption. We now begrudgingly return you to the regularly scheduled episode of OED Ranked, already in progress.
Us with a special live DJ performance, I'm pleased as punch to introduce the artist behind our wonderful ending theme. Please welcome DJ Devious Scrooge. Take it away. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Devious Scrooge. Thank you for joining us. And thank you again for our wonderful ending theme. Folks, that's it. That's about all the time we have. I want to say thank you so, so much to all of our guests who came out to celebrate five long and incredible episodes of this show. Martin Scorsese, the mayor of Lummox, all of our previous guests for coming back to revisit at the top of the show with that song in the introduction. Great job, Amanda. And of course, we have to give a real huge thanks to Jimmy Tallman at Bolero Bowling in Romeoville, Illinois, for letting us do this episode live from the lanes. It was a really special atmosphere. Before we go, I really do have to say, Bolero Bowling in Romeoville, Illinois, is the premier entertainment destination for family-friendly fun and bowling in Romeoville, Illinois. With an impressive 48 bowling lanes, Bolero provides an exceptional bowling experience for guests of all ages and skill levels at competitive prices. But there's more. Dive into Bolero's thrilling arcade, strategize in billiards / pool, or take on the excitement of laser tag and the unique combination of ballin'? Is that... That's what it says. Jimmy, that's what it says. Unique combination of ballin'. Maybe that's some... We'll have to look into that. Maybe that's in the OED. Looking for one of the best sports bars in Romeoville, Illinois? Look no further. Bolero also have... private rooms. Bolero also has private rooms for gatherings, a cozy lounge area for relaxation, an on-site pro shop for all your pro needs, and free Wi-Fi to stay connected. Plus, with video gambling for adults and full wheelchair accessibility, there is something for everyone. Don't miss out. Get 10% off the 2025 summer season pass and enjoy two free games of bowling, free shoe rental, arcade play, food and drink discounts, and more every single day. Grab your Bolero Bowling 2025 summer season pass today. Bolero Bowling, Romeoville, Illinois, is open Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m., Monday, 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Thursday, 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday, 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Most of all, folks, to everyone listening, thank you for listening and taking this journey with us through the wild world of words. Thanks to Emma. But that's going to be all the time we have for our fifth episode anniversary celebration. Next week, it's back to the same old stuff. So, in the meantime, don't forget.
Words, you say your silly words. You say your little words. What do they really mean?